Episode 1731, Presence Over Efficiency.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I don't know about you, but I'm excited when there are new beginnings. Today is Mindset Monday, presence over efficiency. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, most of what you want in life is broken down into plans and how to get there. You see it on commercials. You get it from your health provider, right? Your doctor says, if you want to live a long, healthy life, here is what you need to do. However, if all of your goals required presence over efficiency, how would you favor? Would you be able to meet your goals? Or would you be consumed by the to-dos and completing all the steps? Being the last quarter of the year, this is the season for getting new calendars and planning out the remainder of the year with a preview glimpse into the new year. It's like, oh yes, a new beginning. We can't wait to start. Planning is definitely beneficial. It allows you to get to see the overall process from point A to point B, but how much of your journey is lost in that process? When all you think about is performing the process, it's easy to leave behind the progression of the heart, the heartbeat. Most of what you learn in meeting your goals is all about the efficiency, not the effectiveness. Hurrying your achievements does not get you somewhere fast. It actually slows down the heart impressions of what matters. Have you ever thought about what you can learn by being present? Have you ever sat on the couch and said, you know what? As I go to reach this goal, and at this stage of it, and at this stage, and at this stage, what will I focus on when it comes to my heart? Maybe you haven't. And it's okay if you haven't. It's not something we normally consider. We're not sitting around having tea and coffee and crumpets going, what am I going to do to be present here? Where have you ever seen in a planner, what have you learned by being present? You don't. There might be a section for gratitude and you get to list a few things. There might be a section as into forecasting the next month. Listing your finances, maybe your to-do list, the actual planning of either the week or the month, depending upon what type of calendar you have. You see all of that, but nothing ever talks about presence. You don't see it in a planner, but that changes today for you. As you begin to plan your climb to your goals and you look at your to-do list, both daily and long-term, wrap it up good. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Be present and wrap it up good. If you get too caught up in the past, depression may own you. Or if you keep living for the future, anxiety may claim you. You want neither of these in your life, so invest with daily consistency. Increase your effectiveness and be present. Wrap it up good. As I was thinking about mindset, what we do and how we spend our days, and our days are made up of what? Seconds, minutes, hours. Then we have a full day. We have a sunrise and a sunset. We have alarm clocks and timers. But where in our livelihood of living out our day, do we have wrapped up in our mindset that says, I got to be present. I've got to be in the moment. Why do I always have to think about efficiency? Why do I have to set a timer? Oh, but wait, I forget that I need to be present while I'm doing what I'm doing. There's more to life than just getting things done. There's more to life than just planning out step one, step two, step three, step four. Now, yes, all that matters. But at some point, we also have to understand that there's a presence that's important. That's the relationship with your day, being ingrained and infused in what is happening in the world that you touch. You don't want to be immune to your world. But if all we're doing is living by efficiency, we're probably losing out on the presence. So wrap it up good. What does that mean? Well, let's look at W. Wait. It's not about doing nothing, sitting around waiting. It's about being present. It's the presence. Take those baby steps. The next step, one step at a time, leads to miles of greatness, one step at a time. And in that one step, you're calculated in what you do with the presence of mind to keep your heart and head in the game. It's both. Because if you end up on that mountaintop and you're like, yep, I'm here, now what? You've left one of the most precious things that matters, and that's your heart. Presence. Wait. R. Renew. Keep your dream alive in your heart. Don't put your dream on the back burner or left on paper or in a planner. You can't do it all now, but you can keep your dream alive. Renew it in your heart. On our to-do list, so many things are left out in the day. I don't know about you, but I think I probably average 20 things a day on my list. Maybe 15, sometimes 14. Very rarely do I only limit it to 3 things, even though ultimately that's usually what I get done. Now, if I want to add on there, brush your teeth, go to the bathroom, oh, my list would look really great. But I'm not that detailed. My list is the big things. What I'm really working on, striving to achieve those goals, those habits. What am I really after? But when I don't take time to renew my dream and be present with my heart attached to my head, if that's not there, I'm going to be lost in the game of life. Wait, renew. A, anticipate, ready yourself, be watchful of what's to come, watch the doors open and even some close. Anticipation keeps you alert and ready. But you can't be alert and ready if you are not what? Present. Do you see how this keeps coming back around? We miss a lot of things because we are not present. The clues of life. If you're in the game of life, which we all are, and you're trying to figure out the different pathways of where you want to go to get to that tippy top of the mountain, you got to be alert. You got to anticipate. You got to look for those doors to open. If not, you're never going to see them. And when the ones slam in your face, you got to be okay. I'm ready for this because I've been anticipating and watchful. And so wait, if I go over here because this closed over there, I still have a shot. Wait, renew, anticipate. And finally, P, prepare, take aim. Action ignites motivation, which means planning. Planning is a good tool. So use it and take aim. When you're preparing, that means you're prepping. That's where the plan comes in. And then you get to go with that plan. But are you leaving anything behind? No. In fact, you've already established your presence over efficiency. I believe that we were created as relational beings. When we look at our dreams, when we look at our goals, we cannot take that relationship part of us away from what we're trying to achieve. And if you've been doing that, maybe that's why you've had some friction in the past. Maybe that's where you've stumbled. You've gotten close, but not exactly where you wanted to be. So take a moment today and ask yourself, presence over efficiency. How have I been leading my goal-driven life? And there's nothing wrong with having goals. There's nothing wrong wanting to achieve certain things in your life. That's fantastic. But what you don't want to leave behind is presence. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And when you take presence away, ultimately you're removing your purpose. Don't diminish what God has placed in your heart. Wrap it up good. Now, if you're wondering, okay, I sort of understand where I'm headed with this, but I really would like a planner that would keep me in line so I can make sure I don't forget to be present. It would be nice if everything that we needed in life was simply laid out in front of us. But a lot of it is figuring out what works best for us as an individual. What does that look like? I probably work differently than you work, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what makes us different. I can learn something from you as you can learn something from me. And so if you're saying, I've got an incredible goal that I want to achieve by the end of this year, maybe even the end of this month or next month, but I've been stuck here at this point. And as I look back over other goals that I've tried to accomplish, I'm noticing a pattern. Maybe you want some help with that. Maybe you want better direction. You want to be purpose-driven in both presence and planning so you can be efficient and effective all at the same time. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, fill out that little form, and I will get an email in which I will respond back to you personally, and we will set up a time for you and I to chat. Now, understand this. This week is wedding week. Yes, so if you are listening to this around mid-October, so we're talking October 7th, this episode went live in 2019. If you're listening to this around this date, then guess what? I'm not going to be responding to emails. I am, yes, still here on the podcast, keeping you informed on a daily basis because I am committed to that. But I am putting aside my actual work on everything else, and I've opened my calendar to my daughter. That is my priority. So understand, if you don't hear from me for the next week and a half, please do not take it personally, as my daughter is the priority as we get excited and finish the final details on her wedding. You see, that's presence over efficiency. I can't do it all the time. I could try. I could try to be the one that could be there for you and my daughter and my husband and all the children and all of that. But I've had to recruit people. I've had to say, I need you to take this responsibility because I can't focus on this right now over these next 7 days. I need you to do this because that's not where I need to be. I need to take what is the priority of what I do best and where I need to be present. And yes, you know what? I could have gone and what they call batch recorded all these episodes. But you know what? That's just not my style. That's not who I am. I want to be here with you all doing life on a daily basis. And yes, that means sometimes it's not always the best, but it's real and it comes from the heart. Whether I'm tired, whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad, whether I'm glad, I am always here for you. But understand, this is my daughter's wedding. And so it's a big, big week for us. We're excited. I can't wait to continue to share stories with you and things that I've learned along the way, just not about having your child get married, but the deeper lessons in the story. Remember, we all have a story to tell. What story are you choosing to tell today? What will you allow yourself to be present in? You know, when the teachers would take roll call, in the olden days. They would call your name and you'd go, here, you are present. What if you were called today? What would your response be? Present or absent? Presence adds to your efficiency. Don't leave the greatest gift of achievement on the table. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.